We are holding on the very bottom of Zaf Kuf Amid Beis, about two lines from the bottom of the page. We've been discussing, or we're really going to get into the discussion today, of Isr Chalal Isr, or Ein Isr Chalal Isr. The Mishnah discussed whether Gid Hanasha is Noheg on a Behemoth Tameya or only on a Behemoth Tahora. The Mishnah had said it's Noheg B'Tahora, Ve'einu Noheg B'Tameya, but Rabbi Yehuda holds Af B'Tameya, and Rabbi Yehuda brought the Raya from the fact that it was already Aser Mibnei Yaakov, and there was no such Chiluk between Behemoth Tahora and Behemoth Tameya at that point in time, but that opens up the door to the discussion of Isra Chalal Isra, because there are two separate Isra when you're dealing with Behemoth Tameya. You have the Isra of Gid Hanasha and the Isra of Behemoth Tameya. So again, just to remind ourselves, I mentioned yesterday, but very important for today's daf, there are certain exceptions to the rule of Ein Isra Chalal Isra. Whenever there's going to be an additional element to the second Isra that the first Isra doesn't have, we will say Isra Chalal Isra. For instance, an Isra Mosif. If the second Isra is Mosif on the first Isser, so since the chelik of the Isser that's been added is chal on these by the second Isser, so it's going to be chal on the entire new Isser is going to be chal. The second example would be an Isser kolel, when the second Isser includes more things than the first Isser included. So since the second Isser is chal on those things that were not included in the first Isser, memela the second Isser is going to be chal even on those things that were included in the first Isser. And third exception is Isser Bebas Achas. If both of the Surim come at the exact same time, they're both Chal simultaneously, so then both of the Surim are going to be Chal together. Also, in the Gemara in Maseches Yevamah, Daf Lamed and Gimel, it's mevor that Ein Isra Chalal Isra is not only it is only about a chi of carbon, but nevertheless, the Gemara has such an expression of Malani Alav Kilu Asashtayim that it still counts like you did two averos, even though you're not going to be chayiv two carbonos, you're not going to be chayiv two onchim for doing the second Isser, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if you did something bad, as if you did two averos. The Gemara says, the Mayn Afkamina, if you're not going to have two onshim, so the Mayn Afkamina that you did two averos. So the Gemara says, Lekavro bin Rasha'im Gemurin. To the extent that a person is going to be buried amongst Rasha'im Gemurin, that his burial place is going to be amongst those who violate multiple Isurim, not amongst those who violate lesser Isurim, because there is a halacha that you're supposed to bury a tzaddik etzel tzaddik and a rasha etzel rasha. So the Gemara assumes that you're going to try to find the burial area that most fits where this person lived, the way the person lived his life. So if he violates averos that should have been two isurim, but because of Enes or Chalal Isra were only one, we're going to count it as if he violated several isurim. Now there is somewhat of a discussion amongst the Achronim as to what exactly the Gemara means. The Shach in Yerdeh, Simon Reish Lamelches, Sifkat and Hay, writes that Ein Isra Chalal Isra is a klal even in regards to the Isra itself. Meaning the Shach writes that if a person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat nevela, the Isra of shvua is not chal on the Isra at all, and therefore, let's say he's in a situation of pikuach nefesh where he has to eat nevela. Now he took a shvua on this piece of nevela. Can we feed him this piece of nevela, or is it better to give him a different piece of nevela? So the Shach says it doesn't make a difference. You could feed him this piece of nevela because the Isra Shvua is not Chal at all. There is no Isra at all. So he holds that the Isra is not Chal at all. You don't even have to be Shaul on the Shvua. According to this opinion of the Shach, the reason that he's buried amongst the Rishayim and Gemurim is because even though the Isra is in Chal, the Sibas HaIsr is Chal. Whatever it is that has negative side effects or whatever caused the Isr is still Chal, and that's enough to be Machmir on him to be buried amongst the Rishayim and Gemurim. That's apparently the opinion of the Shach. However, many other Achronim disagree with the Shach, the Prima Gadim, in Psich Kolelis, many other Achronim disagree with the Shach, and they say, no, he's buried amongst the Rishayim and Gemurim because the Din Ein Isr Chal Isr is only a Din in Onesh. But the Isser, the Etzema Isser, is actually Chal. Meaning there's no punishment for the second Isser when you have an Isser Chal Isser case. But there is going to be an Isser. The Isser is actually Chal, even though there's no Onesh. Okay, so let's see the Gemara now. Two lines from the bottom. Gufa. Ha'ochel Gid Hanasha Shal Behemoth Tameya Remidu Mechayev Shtayim. If a person eats a Gid Hanasha of a Behemoth Tameya of a non-kosher animal, so no surprise, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Isser of Gid is Noheg by a Tameya. Therefore, you're going to be Chayev Shtayim. Chayiv, you're going to be Chayiv twice. For Rabbi Shimon Potter, but Rabbi Shimon says you're going to be Potter. So frets the Gemara, Potter? Rabbi Shimon Manav Shach. I don't understand. Why would you be Potter? E is Chayiv Israel Chayiv Nami Mishum Gid. If you if Rabbi Shimon holds that Isser is Chal Isser, you should be Chayiv Mishum Gid also, for Behemet Meah and for Gid. So you should be Chayiv twice. E Ein Isser Chal Isser, L'Chayiv Mishum Tumah Dechadim. And if you hold Ein Isser Chal Isser, good. So Behemet Meah was the first Isser there, and therefore you should be Chayiv Mishum Behemet Meah. V Ein Begidim Nosin Tam, L'Chayiv Mishum Gid. And if you want to say, well, the Gid isn't covered in the Isser of Behemet Meah because the Gid is like Eitz B'Alma, it doesn't have any time. Good, so don't be chayiv mishum tmeya, but at least be chayiv mishum gid. So there are three possibilities. None of those possibilities should land you with zero. Either you should be chayiv twice, or you should be chayiv only for tmeya, or you should be chayiv only for gid. So I'm a rav elyon ksavrein begim nosin tam. Really, I'll say begim nosin tam. Aye, why aren't you chayiv then for the gid? V'shayini hasam damakra al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael eskid anoshe. Misha gido asur ubesaro muter. The Rabbi Shimon darshins the isra of gid anoshe is only when the when on an animal whose meat would be muter. Yatzu shagido asur ubesaro asur. The isra of gid anoshe is not chal on an animal whose meat isn't asur, isn't muter. If the basar is asur, then there's no isra chal on the gid whatsoever. So you're not going to be chayiv for behemet tameya because they didn't give us in time, so it's not considered behemet tameya. The gid anoshe is not considered basar behemet tameya. You're not going to be chayiv for gid because the gid of behemet tameya is not asr. That's how we explain the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Now the Rosh Yosef asks, why don't you just say that the sheet of Rabbi Shimon is talking about where you eat a whole gid that's less than a kazayis? And Rabbi Shimon holds that even though chatzi zayis we say ein isr chalal isr, so he's pater completely because the gid is not going to be chayiv because ein isr chalal isr, and mishum neveli is not chayiv because of chatzi shir, right? Meaning ein isr chalal isr, you're not going to say that once it's a chatzi shir, the isr is the isr of behemet tameya is on the whole animal. So you should say ein isr chalal isr. So you're not chayiv mishum gid and you're not chayiv mishum nevela because it's a chatzi shir. Why doesn't the Gemara make that a kimta? So the Rosh Yosef says that you can't say that the Brice is talking about a chatzi zayis, because if that were the case, why would Rabbi Yehuda say that you're chayiv? Meaning, if you're chatzi zayis, no one would say that you're chayiv mishum tamei. And yet Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayiv shtayim. So, but al karchach the Brice is talking about where he ate a full shir kazayis, and that's why the Gemara asks my time in Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara is not bothered by my time in Rabbi Yehuda because he ate a full kazayis. The Gemara is only bothered by my time de Rabbi Shimon. Now there is a Gemara in Maseches Psachim where the Gemara discusses when something is asr only ba'achila and when something is asr ba'hana as well. Gemara in Psachim and Daf Chaf Beis, and the Gemara talks about the issue of whether gira nasha is asr ba'hana. So the Gemara quotes the sheet of Rabbi Avo that any time it says in the Torah lo yochlu, it means not just that it's asr to eat, but that it's asr ba'hana as well, except for the isra achila of nevela where the Torah specifically explicitly says that you're allowed to get hana from it. So even though it says in Isra B'lashon Achila, over there it only means Achila, doesn't mean hana. But everywhere else it typically means both Achila and hana. So the Gemara asks, but wait a second, the Mishnah says that a gira nasha is mutar b'hana, and it says lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael. So how could Rabbi Avo say every lo yochlu is an Isra hana? By gira nasha it's mutar b'hana, and yet it says lo yochlu. So the Gemara answers that that included in what the Torah's matir nevela bahana, the gid is also mutar bahana because every nevela has a gid also. Every dead animal has a gid inside of it. So when the Torah says that a nevela is mutar bahana, the kelet hashlichno, so the gid inside of the nevela also became mutar bahana. Memela all gidin are mutar bahana. That's the Gemara's answer. So ask Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the sheet of the Rabbanan that Isra Nevela is not chal on the Isra Gid, right? That's the sheet of the Rabbanan in our sugya. So the lav of Nevela was never said on the Gid. And it's not shaykh to say it's kisha hutru nevela, he vegida hutru. How could you say that when the nevela became mutter, the gid inside of it became mutter as well? The lav was never said on the gid. There is no nevela, status of nevela on the gid. Mela, the heter can't be chal on it either. So it should be, we should go back to the question that according to the Rabbanan, Kiran Nasha should be Asr Bana. So why is it clear in the Sefer of the Brisa that Ashar and Iskal and Muktashin are in Isr Chamer, we're going to see soon, that they're in Isr Chamer because they're Nesru Bana, and Gid is not Asr Bana. According to the simple analysis of that Gemara, the Shita of the Rabbanan should be that Kiran Nasha is also Asr Bana. Rabbi Kivager says that maybe our Gemara is assuming like the second Shita, the second Lashon in the Gemara Pesachim, that the source that Kiran Nasha is Mutar Bana has nothing to do with Nevela. We learned that from Chelev, and it's a totally different limud. We must be assuming not like that answer of the Gemara. So let's see our Gemara here. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yudah Amarav, Ha'ochel Gira Nasha Shel Nevela. If a person eats a Gira Nasha of a Nevela, Rameir Mechayiv Shtayim, Rameir says you Chayiv twice, V'cham Rameir Chayiv Alachas. Chama say you're only Chayiv once when you eat a Gira Nasha Shel Nevela. Right? So that's what opens up that entire discussion that we just had. The Shita of the Chachamim, that you're only Chayiv once because the Isra Gid is not Chal on the Isra Nevela. So that's what Rabbi Kivager said. If the Isra Gid is not Chal on the Isra Nevela, Mela, the Heter Gid shouldn't be Chal on the Heter Nevela. Umodim Chacham the Rameir, Ba'ochel Gid Hanasha, Shel Olav, Shel Sholer Niskal, Shechayiv Shtayim. But the Chacham Ramoda, that if you eat a Gid Hanasha of a Karban Ola or a Shor Niskal, then you're going to be Chayiv Shtayim. Why are you going to be Chayiv Shtayim? Because those things are Asr Bahana'a as well. So the Isser can be Chal on the Isser Gid, right? Because it's an Isser Mosif. It adds to the Isser that you're Chayiv, that it's Asr Bahana'a as well. Uman Haitana, to be Isser Kolel, Isser Chalal, Isser Leslay, Isser Kolel, Isser Chamur, Islay. So who's the one that says that Isser Kolel is not enough, but Isser Chamur is enough to make an Isser Chalal Isser? Meaning, what did we say? That the Rabbanon over here held that when you stam have an Isser Nevela and an Isser Gid, so then it's not Chal. The second Isser is not Chal. Yet when you have an Isser Gid and the Isser of Ola and Shor and Iskal, then it is Chal. So we have to identify a Tana who could hold that way. Before we do that, just to mention, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuras Parches Halacha Vav that if you eat a Gid Anasha Shel Nevela or an Ola, you're Chayiv Shtayim. The Rambam paskins Yechayiv Shtayim, that Yechayiv twice, both for the Isser Gid and the Isser Nevela or the Isser Ola. Now, the Kazem Mishnah points out from the Rashba that is very shver that the Rambam Machol Sasurus Praktas Vav Halachalam Beis Paskins Ein Begidim Rosin Tam. Now we said over here that if you hold Ein Begidim Rosin Tam, there is no Isra Behema Temeya on the Isra Gid, and that's what the Rambam himself paskins that way. So shouldn't we say the same thing by the Gid Shel Nevela or Shel Ola, that the Isra of Nevela, the Isra of Ola, is not Chal on the Gid because Ein Begidim Rosin Tam. Forget about the fact that Isra Chal. The Isser is not shaykh to the Gid because the Gid is Eitz B'Alma, and it seems more that way that Ein Begidim Losin Tam means that the Isser Mukdashin should not be Noig Begid. So that's a major problem with the Rambam. But anyway, let's see the Gemara Vayitz. So the Gemara wants to find who is this Shita that has sort of this split psak in terms of Isser Chalal Isser, that as soon as it's an Isser Chamur, he's going to say Isser Chalal Isser, but Stam an Isser Chalal, he doesn't say Isser Chalal Isser. So Rabbi Yossi Aglilihi, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglilihi, Titnan, Tameh Shachal Kodesh, if a Tameh person eats Hekdish, Bein Kodesh Tameh, Bein Kodesh Tahar, Chayiv, whether the Hekdish meat itself is Tameh or Tahar, he's going to be Chayiv. Rabbi Yossi Aglilihi Omer, Tamei Shachla Sator Chayiv. Rabbi Yosef Gilu says, no. Yechayiv Kares, if you're a Tamei person who eats Tahar Hegdish. Tamei Shachla Satamei, but if you're a Tamei person who eats Tamei Hegdish, Potter, Shlo Achla El Dover Tamei, because you didn't eat something that was viable Hegdish anyway. You ate something that wasn't viable Hegdish. Armulo, so they said back to him, they said, the Chum said to Rabbi Yosef Gilu, Av Tamei Shachla Sator, Kivan Shanagabo Tameiu. They said, well, wait a second. When a Tamei person eats Tar Hagdish, it doesn't stay Tar for long. As soon as he touches it, it becomes Tamei. So every example of a Tamei person eating Hagdish is actually eating Tamei Hagdish. And there is such an issue in the Torah that you chayiv kares for a Tamei person eating Hagdish. So how can you say it's only if you eat Tar Hagdish? There's no such case. So frankly, Gemara Shapir Karmel Rabbanu Rabbi Yosef Glili. They really have a point there. So Tosfos points out, why didn't the Gemara just answer a very simple answer that it says all over Shas? The Gemara always says, "Kishatachav lo chaveru l'toch piv." that there's always a possibility that the person didn't touch the food that he's eating, that someone else picked it up and stuffed it in his mouth. And that would be a case of Tamei She'achal Torah, where he didn't touch it. So Tosos says, I don't really understand the Tosos, the little tiny Tosos. Yodin hayu delo ayri kishatachav lo chaver l'toch piv mitkam lehachi. From the fact that he said this, that the Rabbanan said this to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, must be that they knew that it wasn't a case of tachav lo b'toch piv. I don't know how that answers the question. I'm not sure. Why not? Okay, so why not say that it's kishat tachav lo b'toch piv? But somehow they must have had a tradition that we weren't talking about such a case. Maybe they thought it was far-fetched, that the whole list in the Torah is only when someone else stuffs it in your mouth, that was a little far-fetched. So v'amar Rava, b'nitma gufa achar kach nitma basar kuli amal pligi d'chayiv d'isar karis kadim. When the person became tameh, and then the meat, then the hektish meat became tameh, so everyone agrees that you're going to be chayiv, because the isar kares from the person becoming tameh was there first, because the tameh that eats tahar meat and is metami it by touching it, the tumas haguf came before the tumas kodesh, so Rabbi Yossi is going to be moda in that case that you're chayiv. Meaning, in a typical case of a tameh eating tahar, granted you're being metameh the food by touching it, but your tumah came first, and therefore, from the moment of your tumah, that hegdish meat became an iser karis to you. When that hegdish meat then becomes tameh, so the iser karis of tumas aguf doesn't go away. So your iser karis of tumas aguf is going to stay. Keep ligi, where's the machlokas? Benitma basar vachak nitma guf. Question was, what if the tame meat became tame first, and then the person became tame? So Rabbanan islu iser kolel, the Rabbanan will hold iser kolel, demigo de mechayiv achatichos tahoros di alma, mechayiv nami achaticha tameya, that since when the person becomes tame, it's an iser kolel. Why is it an iser kolel when the person becomes tame? The meat's already tame. Yeah, this meat's already tame. Not all hektish meat in the world is tame, so when the person becomes tameh, there's a new isser that's chal on all tahor hektish meat. So since there's an isser that's chal on this person when he becomes tameh, on all the other hektish meat, the isser could be chal on this hektish meat, which is already isser anyway, which is already tameh anyway. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, less le isser kolel. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no, I don't hold of isser kolel. Demigo lo aminon. I don't say migo that the isser of his tumah is going to be chal on all other tahor hektish meat. The melech going to be chal on the tamei hegdish meat as well. Rabbi Yosef Glil doesn't hold the viser kolel. Rabbi Yosef Glil need viser kolel eslei viser kal yavu iser chamor yachalal iser kal. So, frankly, Gemara. But wait a second. Even though Rabbi Yossi Aglili may not want to hold of Isser Kolel, but Isser Chamor he should hold should be Chal, and the Isser of Tumas Aguf is an Isser Chamor. Why is it an Isser Chamor? Because it's an Isser Kares. When a person is Tameh and eats Hagdish, it's an Isser Kares. It's not just a lav. It's much worse than a tar person eating Tameh food, and therefore it should be something that is chal. Sam Ravashi man lemelan the tumas aguf chamura dilma tumas basar chamura the last leitara b'mikvah. Who says tumas aguf is more chamur than the tumas basar? Maybe tumas basar is more chamur. What we said, tumas aguf yichayv karis, tumas basar yinachayv karis. That's one way of telling whether something is more chamur by the onesh. But there are other ways of telling whether something is more chamur, like by how easy it is to get out of the iser, to undo the iser. By tumas aguf, there's a way to undo it. By tumas basar, there's no way to undo it. You can't be mitar the basar. You can dip it in the mikvah as many times as you want. It's not going to become tar. But a guf can become tar. So that's a major difference, and that's a tzad lekula on the tumas basar. Bottom line, what do you see from the whole discussion over here, beginning to end? Rabbi Yossi Aglili is unwilling to say Isser Chal, Isser B'Isser Kolel, but the Isser Chamur he would be willing to say it. He just doesn't identify Tumas Aguf as an Isser Chamur, but had it been an Isser Chamur, he would have been willing to say that the Isser is Chal al Isser. Now, in this issue of Isser Kolel, there is a famous comment of the Rambam, really in Maseches Krisos, but important to mention. The Rambam holds that there are two different types of Isurei Hana'a. When it comes to Mukdashin, in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, so he says that the Isser of Hektish is chal on chelev, because once you're makdish the animal and it becomes asr bahana as well, that's an isr mosif. So even though the chelev of an animal, let's say, is asr anyway, right? But once you're makdish the animal, it's not only an isr achila, now it becomes an isr anah, male it's an isr mosif. So that chelev is both an isr of chelev and an isr of hagdish. But when it comes to the Isra of Basar B'chalav, the Rambam writes that if you're Mevashel Basar Nevela or Chelev together with Chalav, you're Loke Mishum Basar B'chalav, but you're not Loke Mishum the Isra of, you're Loke because of for Bishul Basar B'chalav, but not for Achilas Basar B'chalav. Because the Isra of Basar B'chalav is not Chal on the Isra Nevela or the Isra of Chelev, because it's not an Isra Kolel, nor an Isra of Mosif. So the Rambam seems to assume that the Isra Anah of Basar B'chalav is not considered Mosif. So why does that make any sense? When it came to taking Chelev and being Makdish it, so the Isra Hana'ah that comes along with being Hegdish is considered an Isra Mosif. So we say the Hegdish is going to be Chal on the Chelev. Yet when it comes to taking Chelev and cooking it together with Chalav, where you're creating Basar B'chalav, so that also creates an Isra Hana'ah. Yet the Rambam says, no, that's not enough. That's not going to be Chal. That's not considered an Isra Mosif to be Chal. So the Rambam in the Perish of Mishnayis, in Masechus Krisos, this is what's referred to in the third part of Krisos, Mishnah Dalet, as the Nekuda Hanif. The Rambam says that Basar B'chalav is fundamentally different than other Isurim. That the Isur Mosif only helps when it's able to be Chal, the additional element of the second Isur is able to be Chal without the Iker HaIsur. But by Basar B'chalav, where the Isur Anah is simply a tolda of the Iker HaIsur, of the Isur Achila of Basar B'chalav, the Isur Anah is an outgrowth of the Isra Achila of Basar B'chalav, and if there is no Isra Achila, Memela there's no Isra Na'ah, so the B'chei Gavna doesn't help to have an Isra Mosif. So he says, fundamentally, by Hegdish, it's its own Isra Na'ah. You make something Hegdish, it's Asra Ba'na. It's not based on something else becoming Asra that then creates an Isra Na'ah of Hegdish. But by Basar B'chalav, it's only when the item becomes Basar B'chalav that's Asra Ba'achila, that the Isra Hana'ah is born out of that. So according to that, the Isra Hana'ah of Mukdashin is an Isra Hana'ah of, that's Mosif, that you could be Chal even without an Isra Achila. Because the Iker Isra of Mukdashin is really an Isra of Hana'ah. By Basar B'chalav, the Iker Isra is really an Isra Achila. It's not an Isra Hana'ah at all. It's primarily just an Isra Achila, but once you have the Isra Achila, the Isra Hana'ah kicks in as well. That's the way the Rambam understands the nature of Basar B'chalav. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Great Afyomi coincidence comes up right now. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Lesle Yisra Kolel. Does Rabbi Yossi Aglili really not hold of Yisra Kolel? Vatanya, we have a Braisa. What if you have one of those years where Shabbos V'Yom HaKippurim, where Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos 3 days from now, Shagag V'Asa Malacha, and a person does Malacha on Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur, B'Shogeg, Minayin Shechayev Al Zeh B'Atzmo V'Al Zeh B'Atzmo. How do I know you chayev separately for Shabbos and for Yom HaKippurim? Tamalomer, Shabbos he, Yom HaKippurim who? That each one, standalone, is worthy of its own Isurim. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's opinion. Rabbi Kiva Amarein Chayev Alachas. Rabbi Kiva says, nah, you only chayev one. Shabbos Legabe Yom HaKippurim, Rashi points out, is Nisr Mosif. Because if Yom HaKippurim was Kadim, you'd be Chayiv on Zodam Malacha Kares, you'd be Chayiv Kares for Yom HaKippurim, and when Shabbos comes and is added to Yom HaKippurim, you add Misas Bezdin. So on that level, it's Nisr Mosif, because it adds a severity to Malacha that you do. Yom HaKippurim Legabe Shabbos is Nisr Kolel, because Shabbos is only Asr B'Malacha, but it's Mutar Ba'achila. Yom HaKippurim is Asr even Ba'achila, so that's Nisr Kolel. It's more inclusive, the Isr includes more things. But bottom line, the Gemara is asking, how can you say Rabbi Yossi Aglili doesn't hold the Isra Kolel, that it's Chalal Isra? By Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds Yechayv twice, and it's an Isra Kolel, because Yom HaKippurim is Chal on Shabbos, where Shabbos already was. So you see that Yom HaKippurim is an Isra Kolel, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds it's Chal. So Frektal the Rishonim, what are you talking about? Yom HaKippurim and Shabbos are Basachas. They both start at the same time. And we said that Isra Basachas, everyone holds Isra Chal, Isra Basachas, whether you hold Isra Kol, whether you hold Isra Mosif, Basachas, everyone agrees that Isra Chal al Isra. That's Beferish in the Sugya in Masachas Yevamos, in Naflamed Gimel, which is the primary Sugya of Isra Chal al Isra. So to answer this question, there are a few approaches in the Rishonim. Number one, Rashi writes that our Sugya argues on the Gemara in Yevamos. Our Sugya holds, Ein Isra Chal al Isra is is even when it's basachas, that in our situation it's going to happen even when it's basachas against the sugin of Amos. Okay, Rashi is dochak a little more. Tosus writes, unbelievable, Tosus writes that the Gemara holds that Shabbos and Yom Kippurim are not considered basachas. The Isser Shabbos is kodem to the Isser of Yom Kippurim. Why is the Isser Shabbos kodem to the Isser of Yom Kippurim? They both start at the same time. Yeah, but when do we know? How early can I calculate when Shabbos is going to fall out in 10 years from now? Right, so I calculate that right now. You could Shabbos is every 7 days. Very easy. When can I calculate when Yom Kippurim is going to fall out? As soon as the Beis Din is Mekadesh the Chodesh, Chodesh Tishrei, will then figure out when Yom Kippur is. So since Shabbos is Kavua V'Kaima, says Tosfos, that means that it's not called an Isser Basachas. Shabbos comes first. A very big chiddush in the definition of Basachas. Basachas, we typically understand to mean that the Isser begins to be Noheg at the same time. Not when I know that the Isser is going to be coming. The fact that I know it's going to be Shabbos in 3 weeks from now, it means that already now, the Isser of 3 weeks from now, Shabbos is already starting. That's a phenomenal chiddush that Tosfos says in the definition of Basachas. The Ritva's mitarets that yes, in the Gemara in Yivamas it's Mavur, that Isser Basachas, everyone agrees, is Moda, that it's going to be Chal. Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, still it doesn't help because Yom Kippur is called Shabbos, and Shabbos and Yom Kippurim are Shem Achas, meaning it's one idea, Shabbos and Yom Kippurim. Fits very nicely, we were discussing last night on Tuesday Night Shir, very nicely with the comment of the Or Sameach, and the comment of Rav Huttner's elaboration of the comment of Or Sameach in Pachad Yitzchak and Maimar Aleph, Perek Beis, where he says that, why do you think the Rambam calls Hilchos Yom Kippurim Hilchos Shvisas Aser? It says Yom Kippurim is a higher level Shabbos. It's not a contradiction to Shabbos. Shabbos is a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through eating and whatever. Yom Kippurim is a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on an even higher level without even the need to eat. Yom Kippurim and Shabbos are Shem Achas. They're not two different things. And when Yom Kippurim falls out on Shabbos, it's not that Shabbos and Yom Kippurim happen to fall on the same day. It's one hybrid Kedusha of Shabbos Yom Kippurim. Your Shabbos is different Shabbos when it's Yom Kippur, and your Yom Kippur is different Yom Kippur when it's Shabbos. The two of them are Shem Achas. That's how the Ritva writes. Okay, Rav Asher Weiss, we pointed out, doesn't like that idea at all. But anyway, that's how the Ritva writes, that it's Shem Achas. So says the Gemara, so you see that Rabbi Yossi Aglili does hold the Visser Kolel, so Shalach Rav, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Kach Hatsa'a, Shal Mishnah, Ve'epuch. Yeah, what you have to do is you have to switch the Shitos in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Aglili must say in the Brisa, not that you're Chayiv twice, but Rabbi Yossi Aglili must be the one that says you're only Chayiv once. We thought it was Rabbi Akiva says you're only Chayiv once, you got to switch it around. Sholach Rav Yitzchak Bar Yaakov Bar Giurei Mishum de Rabbi Yochanan. L'divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili, l'mayda afchan. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, based on the switch, now that we said Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds only chayiv once, shagag b'shabbos v'hizid b'yom ha'kippurim chayiv. Let's say you did melacha b'shabbos of Shabbos b'shogeg, but you're mazed about yom ha'kippurim, so you're going to be chayiv the korban for Shabbos. Hizid b'shabbos v'shagag b'yom ha'kippurim pater. But you're going to be put, if it was the reverse, you're going to be pater the korban for yom kippur. My taima, why should that be the case? Similar idea to what Tosa said, except over here he's not using it to explain Basachas. We're explaining why the Isser of Shabbos is the Isser that you can be chal when is the Isser that's going to be in play, and not the Isser of Yom Kippurim, is because Shabbos is kavua v'kaima. Yom Kippurim, Beis Din is kaveya. Amli Rava sof travai ba de adadikasu. But frak the Gemara. Bottom line, they both come at the same time. Ela Amli Rava shamda hava. No, the situation over there that we were talking about was b'shas hashmad, and it was a very unique situation where we were talking about v'sholchu mitam to yom de kibur de hashasa shabata hu. That apparently it was a shas hashmad. They made a gezera that we weren't allowed to observe Yom Kippur 1 year. That we weren't allowed to keep Yom Kippur. So they made a gezera that even though Yom Kippur maybe was supposed to fall out on a Tuesday that year, they said, everyone, just keep Yom Kippur this Shabbos. Rashi explains, what do you mean, just keep Yom Kippur this Shabbos? Rashi says, Asu Yom HaKippurim b'Shabbos afal pishenu chal lios po kidei shlo tishtakach toras Yom HaKippurim. It was a din d'rabbanan that they were afraid people would forget that there's such a thing called Yom Kippur, so they made a din that you should keep Yom Kippur that Shabbos. Va'ayvim lo yavinu bo, and the enemies won't catch on. If we were to keep Yom Kippur on Tuesday, they'd all catch on that we're observing Yom HaKippurim. But if you do it on Shabbos, they would never realize Mishum Dub Kol Shabbos Nami Lo Avdi Malacha, because we don't work any Shabbos. Vahu Yom Kippurim Kamar of Yitzchak Dim Shagba V'Hiz B'Shabbos Pater. That's the Yom Kippur that he said, that if you were shogging about Yom Kippur and amazed about Shabbos, they can be potter from the carbon of Yom Kippur. You know why you potter from the carbon of Yom Kippur? Because it wasn't really Yom Kippur. That's the only reason he said that you're potter. V'chein Kiyasa Rav M'chad M'tuchiyam M'mur K'Rava. That's how everyone explained, like Rava, that Rava was correct, that it was all about the Shas HaShmad, where it wasn't really Yom HaKippurim. So very, very strange. The Rishonim will ask the obvious kasha over here. What do you mean? It was a Shas HaShmad and therefore they didn't keep Yom HaKippurim? There is a halacha that B'Shas Gzeira, Afilu, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Afilu Arkus of the Masani, Yaharik Val Yavar. Even if they tell you to wear the Gemara in Sanhedrin, $9 in base, even if they tell you to wear a certain type of non-Jewish shoelace, it would be Yaharik Val Yavar. Whenever they're telling us to do certain things because they're trying to make us Gishmad, it's a Shas HaShmad, so everything becomes the Yaharik Val Yavar. So how could we say that we're going to all just skip Yom Kippur this year? Whatever happened to the Yaharik Val Yavar? And even when it's not a Shas Kazera, whenever it's Befarhesia the din is, then it's Yaharik Val Yavar. The Gemara says, Bifnei Asar B'nei Adam, the Gemara in Sanhedrin 9 Dalet says, is already called Befarhesia. So it should be Yaharik Val Yavar because it's not Vera Befarhesia. So the Ritva's Metarates that Kiddush Chadashim of Beis Din is a Mitzvah Saseh. And for mitzvah saseh, we never say Yaharik Val Yavar. That's the chiddush of the Ritva. We would never say Yaharik Val Yavar for mitzvah saseh. It's a midas chasidus to do Yaharik Val Yavar, but kiddush hachodesh abeis and mitzvah saseh. And that was the gzeira of the goyim. That the gzeira wasn't don't keep Yom Kippur. The gzeira was don't be mekadesh the moados. So memela there was no Yom Kippur. They weren't allowed to be mekadesh the chodesh. So memela there was no Yom Kippur because if beis is not mekadesh the moados, then there is no moed. So according to the Ritva, that's why he was able to. That's why it wasn't an issue of Yaharik Val Yavar, right? The Ritva doesn't say because it was an entire community and they didn't want to, you know, the death of the entire community, and that we wouldn't say Yaharik Val Yavar in that situation. Apparently, we would say Yaharik Val Yavar even for the entire community, but it was only because it was just a mitzvah saseh that was under discussion. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yehuda v'alomi bnei Yaakov. So Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya that Gira Nasha should be chal on a behema tmeya because we see that the bnei Yaakov were already also be Gira Nasha, even though they had no Isser of Behemah Tmeya. So Tanya, Amr Lo, the Rabbi Yudah, the Chum, said to Rabbi Yudah, V'chi Nemar, Al Kein Lo Yochlu B'nei Yaakov, V'lo Nemar El B'nei Yisrael. It doesn't say that B'nei Yaakov can't eat Kinan Asher. It says after Yaakov fights with the Malach, the B'nei Yisrael, V'lo Nikru B'nei Yisrael at Sinai. We weren't called B'nei Yisrael till Sinai. So how could you say that the Isser goes all the way back to the times of Yaakov Vinu? El B'Sinai Nemar, El Shanif, L'Bimkom, Lei Demezitan Nesalahem. So they said, no, it has to be that this Isser was born at Har Sinai, and it was just written in the Torah, in the context of Yaakov's fight with the Malach. So Masav Rava asks Rava, wait a second, Vayisu B'nei Yisrael es Yaakov Aviyem. You see that they're called B'nei Yisrael even before Kabbalah Satorah. So answers Gemara, Liachar Maisa. Yeah, but that was after the Maisa with the Malach. It wasn't at that stage. At that stage, they still would have only been called B'nei Yaakov. So why didn't Gira Nasha become Aser from the moment they started being called Bnei Yisrael? Because it says Alkein Lo Yochel Bnei Yisrael. Maybe that's when the Yisrael began, not at Har Sinai, but when they started being called Bnei Yisrael. So Amalei said, "V'chi Torah pa'amin pa'minitna." Why, you think the Torah was given in piecemeal, just you know, at different points in history, which is interesting because the Gemara does have an expression that Megillah Megillah nitna, that it was given in pieces, but it means like throughout history before Kabbalah Satori, you think it was given in little pieces before then? It wasn't the time of the Maisa when Yaakov fought with the Malach, nor was it the time of Matan Torah. So it doesn't make any sense that that's when the Yisr of Gid is going to start. So the Yisr of Gid, if it couldn't start way back when Yaakov fought with the Malach, must have only started at Har Sinai. Okay, we'll pick up from the Brisa tomorrow.